David Crowe's chief political correspondent for the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age. Good morning, David.
Morning, Geraldine.
Now, a quick response, can you imagine that that will be the sort of statement that might cause waves or not?
You mean on the...
On the environment.
On the review. Mm. I think it's too early to tell in a sense how... what this review is going to be like, but I think there are two big questions. I think that Susan Lee's comments about the process, it can take too long, I think that's very interesting. Mm. That's obviously where the government's at. Tony Abbott had a famous phrase for that. Lawfare was what he called it, where environmental groups went to court to delay projects. Sooner or later, when you get to an argument about process, you get to an argument about the way in which environmental groups use the EPBC Act, and I think that's going to be quite contentious. It's going to be a very difficult one.
Yeah, but you have to be really careful that you don't appear to be, even by the side door, diminishing the quality of the very animals you're trying to protect.
Well, I think that that's where the government will end up. They'll end up with a situation where they get criticised for streamlining the process in a way that hurts environmental groups. Mm. I think that that's one option, one likely outcome. The other thing is that I'm curious about what this means for the water trigger, which is a very important part of the EPBC Act when it relates to things like coal seam gas and so forth. And I think that's going to be another area of strong interest in this review. But it's interesting. It takes 12 months. It'll be a long process.
Mm. Now, look, we do have some more details in The Age this morning about Anthony Albanese's major speech today. What are we expecting?
Well, we're expecting a statement that, in a sense, goes over some of the things you were just interviewing about in terms of the environment and coal and so forth with Matt Keane. An interesting message from Anthony Albanese about transitioning away from coal, but it's very fundamental to his speech that he says that coal jobs will be there in the future. So he's got a message that is not about getting rid of coal-producing jobs. And I think that's very important, given that we have this debate within Labor about whether they got their message right during the election campaign. I think it's an acknowledgement that they need to reach out to some of those workers in areas like coal.
Yes, and the whole emphasis on manufacturing boom and the very precise way that coal might play a role in that is quite intriguing, actually.
So he's got a forward-looking message about jobs, but he doesn't want to leave those workers behind. And it's all at the same time that we've got people like Kim Carr saying, look, we don't need to move to the right after that election defeat. Kim Carr's message is, Labor's policy framework was sound. It was our messaging that was off key. Mm. That's a very contentious judgment on the election, that it was only about messaging, that it wasn't actually about the policy platform.
And the Prime Minister and Matthias Cormann really knocking down Senator Dean Smith, suggesting that we swap stamp duty rather, for the GS, for a different GST. They don't like that, do they?
No. Dean Smith, the Liberal Senator from WA, was suggesting an increase in the GST from 10% to 12.5%. Scott Morrison says it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a revival of that such a difficult policy debate a couple of years ago under Malcolm Turnbull, yes, where they flirted with the GST. That one's dead. That option is dead.
Okay.
So he raised it, but he's only a backbencher.
There you go. Thank you, David Crowe.
Thanks, Geraldine.